Big show tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan making his Radio Texas Live debut. Reed Southall. Reed, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. Glad to be here or on here.
Right. Virtually hanging out. How's things? How's things in Oklahoma? You're in Oklahoma City? So you said?
No. Oklahoma City. Yeah. Man, they're good. It's been a little bit slower this time of year than we usually are. Usually we're about everywhere but here. But but man, it's been good.
Have you found with the lockdown, which isn't quite as bad as it used to be, and the inability to play shows, have you found time to learn anything new, a new skill, maybe hone your craft or a new craft to do anything special, different?
I actually got into some guitar lessons. I feel like that's something I could say on here for anybody listening that's kind of pursuing it, is don't ever quit learning. You get busy and you think you got it figured out. You don't have anything figured out, you know, just like anything else, you know, I guess.
Right.
There's always room to learn, get better. And I think that's the best thing, you know.
Right.
So it's actually been a good thing for me, believe it or not. There's been some bad things about it, but
there's definitely some silver linings.
Absolutely. I think there's been some to
it some good somewhere. Reed Southall. Heck, yeah. Hanging out with us. We got more to get to. Let's do Sticking and Moving. Reed, it was it's probably your biggest radio hit so far, right? Sticking and Moving?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, really. We just wanted to put out a punch and rock and roll song, so that's what we did.
You succeeded. Success.
Heck yeah.
Check it out. We got more with Reed coming up.
RTX Live.
Reed Southall with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. I read, rumor is you guys will be working on a new album this fall.
Absolutely, man. It's been a long work in progress. We just had so many transition periods and really then, you know, but before all this, we were on the road just solid. And I think we took off time right before all this stuff kind of slowed down. So we were kind of already on a little bit of a break. And we got in and we realized, you know, it just takes longer than we had expected. And it takes getting together and in the busy world that we're all in.
Right.
You know, it's a long process. So, you know, we've chipped away at a big part of it. We've been working on it for a long time. Got a couple of them really excited about on there.
Nice. And, are they hardcore rock songs? You got some ballads? What are you working with so far?
Man, really, we've got one that we've played live a couple of times, testing it out here and there. Since probably about March or so.
Yeah.
And, man, it's kind of like it's real open and bluesy and kind of jam bandy a little bit, but,
nice.
I don't know if that's an expression.
No, dude, I've heard jam bandy all the time. Like it's a huge expression, jam bandy. It's a good one.
But man, I don't know that we wrote that one song up. We just kind of got a feeling and ran with it in the studio and it just came out, really enjoyed it. And it's called Josephine.
Awesome. Reed Southall with us. We got more with Reed coming up.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
Reed Southall on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Reed, a few weeks ago you tweeted, ride a motorbike to Canada. Yes, absolutely. Might as well. The consensus is yes. So do you plan? Do you plan and will you ever ride your motorbike to Canada?
Man, I was really hard up on that. Like that's what I was going to do. I was going to get me a bedroll and a bobber and take off to Canada and try that out, do the camping thing and, you know, get some solitude in there. And, the more I think about it, and every time I drive down I-35, I look over and I see these people on motorcycles and I'm like, man, there's no, or, you know, I see four people texting me and driving while they're, you know,
right.
swerving, almost hit you, whatever. And I'm like, man, I've decided I had this old van that, this 1986 G20, Chevy van.
Nice.
And I've decided I'm going to make me a roamer out of it. You know,
it's going to take a lot of work to get it road ready.
Man, I don't think so. I went and bought a battery and, put some new shoes on her and put some gas and some of that sea foam in there and she busted right off. Blew some rust out of the pipes, but I mean, it's all right. It's just need to go through there, get some tender love and care on it and it'll be right back.
So next stop, Canada. Are you gonna take it?
Yeah, I may cruise down to like New Braunfels or something just to check it out. You know?
Right. I honestly, I don't even know if you can get into Canada right now. Is the border shut down? You might get all the way up there and get turned around, which would be devastating.
That's true. I might have to take my time getting up there until they open it up. I don't know.
Reed Southall with us. Don't go away, guys. We've got more coming up. Reed Southall making his Radio Texas Live debut tonight. Reed, how you doing, man?
And I'm good. I'm just hanging out, waiting on everybody to get better.
Nice. And it is.
Everything
it's
to
tough
get
for
better.
Everybody. Right, right. So this is something that is really cool. This is very interesting, a very intriguing story. Apparently at the Reed Southall Band, career advancement is a real thing. You guys have added a keyboard player to your live set, but he actually used to be your merch guy, taught himself to play keyboard after he was your merch guy. Is this true? Is that a true story?
Yeah, man. Actually kind of Braxton. So he was more than the merch guy, but I mean, he was the merch guy. He actually introduced me and JT was the original lead guitar player. We just all got to be really close. He came out and started selling t-shirts and coming on the road with us and helping out, you know. And I guess the first venture he had was he did a saxophone. His name's Braxton, so it was, you know, he was Brax the Sax, you know, for a little while. You know, he learned like Careless Whisper and
do you guys
you know, all those...
sing Careless Whisper?
No,
okay, all right.
No,
so he wasn't actually doing it on stage,
know,
with you.
No he was just he just kind of picked it up, I guess. I don't really know where he got it from. I don't know who got it for him. But
was it his goal to get to play keys in concert with you, or did he just kind of start messing around and it kind of evolved into that?
I think he just kind of started messing around, and that's what he did, man. He really he got at it where he was sitting down 3 or 4 hours a day, solid, you know, going over our songs and learning them, and we got to test it out in, I think it was Texarkana the first time. So it was good, though. He did a great job.
That's really so cool. Reed Southall with us. Let's do Why from Reed. We got more on the way. It's Radio Texas Live.
I saw you downtown.
Cody Johnson on Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Remember, we stream 24/7, RadioTexasLive.com, and through Alexa. If you got an Amazon Dot or Echo Dot, enable the Radio Texas Live skill, then it's Alexa. Play Radio Texas Live.
I see she gets that look.
Reed Southall with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Reed, thank you so much.
Heck yeah. Well, I appreciate you having me, man. It feels good to get to just shoot the bull with somebody, you know?
Right. On the radio, like, with thousands of people listening.
Heck yeah.
All right. So times have been slow. You know, you're not doing as many live shows as you would like to be doing. Nobody is. In fact, it got to the point where you decided you need to post your resume on Twitter. You posted, I can burn rod, run heavy equipment, flow back a well, snub pipe, swing a sledge, top-notch farm, ranch hand, drive a 13-speed semi, build 5-wire or hot fence, and sing tunes all while doing... Oh, I can't finish that one. Oh, all while doing the job at hand. did you get any response? Anybody hit you up for a job? You're obviously a talented fella. You can do a lot.
Man, I actually had quite a few
really
messages and stuff. I mean, I didn't take anybody up on it. I helped my buddy bale some hay there for a while, but no, I didn't take anybody up. I was just being goofy, I guess.
Hopefully, it doesn't.
But
get
I mean,
to
hey,
point.
Here for too long, I might have to.
Dude, it might not be.
Jump back in there.
Reed Southall, yeah. Reed Southall with us. We got more on the way.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
When it rains,
must be the whiskey.
Radio Texas Live, it's Buddy Logan. Reed Southall on with us. Reed talking about tweeting for jobs earlier. What would you be doing, do you think, if you weren't singing?
I have no idea. I never knew I'd be singing.
This kind of happens, huh?
Yeah, it really does. I don't know. I'd probably be running a business with my dad. Me and my dad had a welding business there at home. And he's still doing it.
What's the worst job you ever had before singing?
Oh, man, I had every crappy job, I think. I don't know. I've had some good ones. I've had some really good jobs, and I've had some downright sorry ones, you know. I was in the oil field in various positions. And I went to the oil field when I was 19. I was one of those kids that was like, I don't need to be in college. I'll go make money, you know.
And right.
I kind of wish I would have tried that college deal a little harder. But, man, I don't know. I think just being 150 pounds and in a business where everything is at least 200 pounds is kind of tough on you.
Right. That's not easy, man. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Not easy.
Yeah. So I'd probably be trying to run me some cattle and start a little farm.
That's a good way to lose money.
That's what my, that's the way my, I grew up. My dad was a full-time farmer until I was probably 13, 14 years old. That's, you know, I got to know him and be around my family, you know, all the time. It wasn't really daycare and stuff like that. So I think that's probably what I would try to be pushing towards. Maybe nice, I will, man. Someday. Who knows?
Nice. Maybe get back into it. Yeah. Reed Southall. Yeah. Reed Southall with us. We got more on the way.
To say I've been missing you.
Reed Southall making his Radio Texas Live debut tonight. I hate that it had to be a virtual debut. Hopefully we'll be able to get you by the studio sometime in the next 16, 18, 20 months.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I won't hold my breath, but I will be looking forward to it.
Me too. Me too. Definitely. Definitely. So you have been back doing a few shows. What was the best part about getting back on stage?
It was really just good to know I could do it again. I don't know. I think my anxiety was through the roof. It's like, it's been so long since we've done it. I'm going to forget all the words. I'm not going to be able to play my guitar. I don't know.
But you remembered.
Yeah.
Was it a good show? Was your first show back? Was it a good one?
Yeah, it was good. It was also Braxton's first show, you know, our new found keyboard player. So it was good. I mean, it was a little weird because right now everything's a little weird, but good nonetheless. It was good to be back doing what I love to do with my family.
Reed, once again, man, thank you so much for your time. We're going to get you by here the studio sometime. I don't know when, but we'll make it happen. And let's close it out with Don't Tell Me. Tell us something about Don't Tell Me before we spin it.
I wrote it in Fort Worth, Texas.
Nice.
And yeah, I think that it was also one of those that kind of came out fast. It was like, we need a go to hell song, sort of.
And that's what you got.
And yeah, that's what we got. And it's probably, I can say that it's if not my favorite, my top three favorite to play live.
Well, let's spin it right now. Reed Southall Band, Don't Tell Me. Once again, Reed, thank you so much for your time, man. And we'll definitely see you soon. Best of luck on the road. Be safe out there. Wash your hands.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Radio Texas live.